The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One thing I have to say about the Rockets is that's a game they lose last year.
They played awful for about the first 8 minutes of the game, and no one could stop Russ Westbrook. On a night where he scores 49 points, the Rockets blow an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter, that's a game they would lose. I got to give credit where it's due. They're a more resilient, they're a tougher team than they have been. I will say that was an impressive win last night.
The closer we get to it, they really don't have an excuse in this game. I mean, they got it at home. The Raiders are so, everything they do is so tied into Derek Carr. But I'm pretty confident the Texans are going to win the football game.
And I think I'm that way too.
That's a bad sign, because usually we'll go in and say, I think they might win, but it's the Texans, I don't trust them. No, I'm pretty sure they're going to win this football game.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
I tell you what I would bet on, under 37.
If somebody scores 16 points, I'd be pretty surprised.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. We really should create like a Voldemort account. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Good stuff. We said nice things about the Rockets. Make sure you record that and keep it and save it. So next time when you want to say, you guys never say anything nice about the Rockets, you got that. A lot of good stuff. RJ Bell was fantastic. We had a really disgusting gym of the day, and pretty much a fun show out here at Saloon Door in Webster. And a nice crowd, bunch of cool folks here enjoying the beer. And on the next break, you have to be here to win these gift cards. I will call out the winners of the gift cards and of the tickets. So if you did not get signed up by now, that's kind of on you. I've been talking about it for 2 hours, trying to give you something, trying to be a nice guy.
You are friendly.
I do. I like the people. I am friendly. I like the people. And the beer here is terrific. If you haven't been down here, great place. And if you're driving around in the area right now, what are you doing driving around? It's too damn cold out there. Come in here, drink some nice beer. See, Minnesota hired your boy PJ Fleck.
I did see that. It's a. I think that's a good hire for them. I think it's a good step for him. You know, I think that some of these guys who have success at a place like Western Michigan try to go to too big of a job too soon.
Yeah.
And I think Minnesota's a good transition job. And if he has some success there, then the big jobs will come. You know, if that guy can win 8 games at Minnesota, people will be interested in him for bigger jobs.
Yeah, I think and I don't know if 8 games is – I think it's doable there. I don't think much better than
that. Hell, you consistently get that team to a bowl game, people are going to start feeling good about you.
And if he does that – and I think he will. The truth is, he did a nice job at Western Michigan, but I think Purdue or Minnesota is the right step.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll do well there. Opens up another job. Not a great job.
No.
That's not one that you're going to have people knocking down the door for.
But no, they're losing their best receiver to the NFL. But by the way, their best player to the NFL.
Yeah.
They're not going to be the same.
You know, there's some guys still out there like Les Miles, and now that Chip Kelly's available again, do you think any of these college coaches will wind up in the NFL and that'll open up a good job?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't really either. I don't see a name that.
The one guy I could see taking a job in the NFL is David Shaw. I think it'd be a risky hire if someone did, but I think he's a good coach. I think I'd like to see him take that next step. But everyone keeps saying Harbaugh. I don't think Harbaugh's leaving. I think when you're at one of these big-time power football programs, sometimes that's a better job than the NFL. I think Harbaugh at Michigan is the perfect fit. I think that's where he wants to be. I think Urban Meyer is where he wants to be. I think Nick Saban is where he wants to be. So I don't see it happening.
You never know what is going to make these guys want to move on, though. Sometimes
they
just want new challenges. I don't see it this year. I really don't. I think Harbaugh will get bored at some point because I think he's one of those guys that will always get bored. I kind of thought that about Urban Meyer, and he's doesn't look like he's going to be leaving Ohio State anytime soon. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your texts. Can't take your phone calls because we wouldn't be able to hear you.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good crowd out here.
We don't want to deal with it.
So let's know what's the more likely scenario for Chip Kelly. I know he wants to be an offensive coordinator. I could
what a fall from grace.
Yeah, I could see. Here's what I could see. Let's say Josh McDaniels gets a job. I could see him winding up with the Patriots. He and Belichick are boys.
Okay.
As an offensive coordinator.
But
I could see that happening. He's just going to run Belichick's offense anyway. It's not going
to
be.
It seems more likely he would like to go be an offensive coordinator where he can actually run the offense.
But would you trust him to?
I don't know.
So that's the thing. To me, that would be the ideal situation for him because he's going to be in a position where he'll wind up looking good because all of his guys do. And
yeah.
Get good jobs, Bill O'Brien. And I think he won't have complete control over it, which would save him from going into some place and sucking.
True.
I don't know that he could be an offensive coordinator in the NFL given free reign. Do you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it might be a struggle, but I think that's what he'd be looking for.
But I think something like New England would be the best. That would be the best scenario for him to try to rebuild his reputation. Because look at Josh McDaniels. He's probably going to get a job now.
Probably.
Chip goes up there, does that for 2 or 3 years, and he may not have to do a lick of coaching. It may all be coming from the top, and I think it might help him out.
But I don't know. I think there'll always be doubters saying, well, we know what offense was really being run there. You know,
but nobody's saying that about Josh McDaniels right now.
Yeah, but Josh McDaniels, I think you could say that also when he moved on, he tried to do the same offense that he was doing in New England. Chip Kelly, when he gets a head coaching job, you think he's going to try to run Belichick's offense or the offense he always liked to run?
Yeah, people forget that kind of stuff after 3 or 4 years, though. McDaniels didn't really run Belichick's offense, especially when he had Tebow in there.
That's true.
So maybe Tebow gets another chance. Here's another one I wanted to share with you to get your opinion on. USA Today went through and ranked all the playoff defenses, 1 through 12.
Okay.
I don't know if you'd be surprised by number one. Where do you think the Texans are on this list?
I would guess they are. I think I would put them at number two.
They have them at number three.
Okay.
They have the Seahawks at two, which.
That's interesting because that's who I would have had at number one. Are they putting the Giants at one?
They are putting the Giants at one.
Okay. I would go Seahawks, Texans, Giants, Pats, Chiefs. Beyond that, they all suck.
Patriots are four, Chiefs are five. I kind of feel like the Chiefs are better than that. Although, we went over some numbers yesterday that makes it look like not so much. So, they have the Steelers. It doesn't matter from then on down.
Yeah.
I mean, all those teams are.
After five, you get into mediocre defensive team. Mediocre at best defensive teams.
Yeah. But I would have the Chiefs pretty high on that list. Because they force so many turnovers.
You have them ahead of the Patriots?
Yeah, I think I would.
Ahead of the Seahawks?
Without Earl Thomas? Although, if Justin Houston's not playing, that's
a similar type loss. Yeah.
Maybe not. But, yeah, that's the thing. If you're going to rank these guys, you got to take that into consideration.
Right.
That those will be missing. So, yeah, I'm just curious what you thought about that. All right.
It's not a shameful list.
No, most.
Who was the worst?
You know what? I didn't even look at the worst.
What?
I was only interested in the top.
You know, I always care about that. I like to see.
I know. Okay.
You like to give credit. I like to see who's the crappiest.
Well,
that's my favorite part.
I do. I like to look at the good ones. but as soon as I get this damn pop-up.
Oh, did you lose it?
I hate these pop-ups. I just hate them.
USA Today is especially bad about it. Yeah. I've almost stopped using that site altogether because of that.
Yeah, and let me, here we go. I'll get it again here. But that's one thing that I will never have on my website is freaking pop-ups.
Good for you.
And somebody actually wanted to advertise and pay some money, but they wanted a pop-up. I'm like, nope, we're not doing it. Falcons are 8th on the list. Green Bay 11th on the list. Lions 10th. The worst defense they have is the Miami Dolphins. I don't think that's fair.
I don't know if that's fair either.
Are the Dolphins worse than the hell?
They're worse than the Raiders or
no,
the Packers? I don't think so.
Not the way the Packers are right now in the secondary.
I mean, you know what I think about that Dolphins team.
Yeah, I don't think
highly of them.
No, I don't like the Dolphins. I don't like their four fans.
But I don't think that's the worst defense in the playoffs either.
No, I think they're a pretty decent defense. And trust me, I want to see them get rolled because I actually like the Steelers, and I want to see the Steelers stomp a hole in them. And I don't really have a rational explanation for my dislike of the Dolphins except that I just don't like their fans. Maybe that's it. All right. Is there music in the background? Are we supposed to be going to break? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of talking going on, and there's a lot of frivolity and fun going on here.
What do you want to do? You want to tell people to be quiet, shut it down?
No. I want people to have fun and be frivolous and drink. So if I can't hear the music, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make on behalf of the people. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. All right.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live here at Saloon Door Brewery. You know, what I don't get, this place is, I mean, it's packed, right? There's a lot of people here. And we were just giving away the gift cards on the break. And I got about 10 people who weren't here. We told you had to be present to win.
Well, I mean, people are coming and going.
Well, what are they doing coming and going? They should stay. You should come here and stay. What's the problem?
I don't know. We need people to get out so we can make room for new people.
Yeah. Well,
everybody drinks more when they first get to the bar. As the night goes on, people drink. It's slower and slower to finish the beers.
Not for me. I'm the opposite. I start slow and then finish fast.
I don't think I can sit down anymore. Holly was making fun of me. I think I'm her only fantasy hockey win this year. My fantasy hockey team has not been a pleasant experience. I'll say that.
Well, she's a Giant Slayer. She damn near beat me a couple weeks ago.
I've had a lot of injuries on my team, but it's not an excuse for how poor my team has played. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But I am winning this week, and that would be my fourth win of the season. So
And right now, the last playoff spots are still very much available for you guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Even for the crummy people like me?
Well, yeah, because six teams make the playoffs. It's just like the real NHL, right?
And so I'm currently the 8 seed.
All right, so you win a game, you're going to move up fast.
But the 7 seed already, they're 6-5. I'm 3-8.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's a long season. There's a lot to go here.
Okay.
You're not out of it yet.
Okay. Are we at the halfway mark?
Not quite. I think we're about a week away from that. What's my record on there? I keep forgetting.
It's 10-1.
Yeah,
Fred. Okay. I don't think you forgot. I think you just wanted to hear it.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to hear somebody else say it. That's all. I'm also in second place in the basketball league, so I'm going for the triple this year. I won our football league. Trounced Jong in the championship game. I don't know if I trounced him.
You did. You crushed him.
It's like, it wasn't that. Well, his team pretty much sucked. Mine sucked less than his did. But I want to win the triple crown. I want to win that. I want to win the basketball league, and I want to win the hockey league.
Okay.
That would be quite the feat.
Jong finished dead last in the baseball league. But then had he done that and then won the the football league, he would have been redeemed, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So he's still in the red.
Yeah, John, when was the last time you won a league?
With you guys?
No, any league, really.
Any league, yeah.
Not that long ago. I won my big football league not that long ago, a couple years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess he sort of redeems himself. So that basketball league, 2 years ago I won it. Last year I had the worst team in the league. And now I'm in second place again. So it's just an every other year thing, I guess. But 2 years ago I had Steph Curry on my team. That's why I won. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. The other, sorry, lost my...
Your train?
No, I had some, this internet slowed down just a little bit, so I was about to call something up to talk about, and then it wouldn't open, so I was about to change the subject. It's one of those things that happens. Did you see, I'm also looking at some of this, we talked about this a little bit, that Yahoo Finance tweet. How the hell do you make that mistake? I mean, I get that there's an N next to a B on the keyboard, but, I mean, I've tweeted out typos before, and then I go delete them and fix them. Never anything like that.
No, that's a rough one. Also, I don't know if it does it on your laptop. I tweet on my laptop, I feel like it usually does autocorrect.
Yeah, it does. Mine
but
does.
Like on my phone, if I did that, I think it would autocorrect to bigger.
Yeah. You would think. You would hope.
I'm gonna test this out.
Okay.
I'm not gonna hit send.
No, don't press send, as one might say.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
here.
I'm just kinda curious. If it wouldn't autocorrect that. And if you don't know
if
what,
it doesn't, maybe it should, right?
Yeah, it should. If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it. Yahoo Finance typo Twitter.
No, it does not autocorrect.
It does not? Oof.
No.
Well, you got to be careful then.
But it's funny because my phone, even though I've never, ever, 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 ever tried to say the word FJCK on
yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Or anything, it yeah. always autocorrects text, everything.
Huh.
But it seems so willing to throw out that N-word.
Yeah, that's very strange. What's the worst thing you've accidentally tweeted out?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had anything that bad.
I've only had one bad thing, and I got rid of it really fast, but I was trying to respond to a text. And at the time, I had my phone set up where Twitter would pop up in my texts.
Right.
To let me know stuff.
And you responded to Twitter, and it just tweeted it?
And it just tweeted it.
Was it a picture of your dong?
No, it was not a picture of my dong. It wasn't anything that didn't have any context to it. It just sounded like me randomly telling somebody to bleep off.
Oh, okay.
It was all it was.
That's not the worst.
And it was a joking bleep off. It was like, go bleep yourself. And that came out as a tweet.
That's not the worst.
No, but it's still one of those, when you're sending it to one person and it's a joke, it's funny.
Yeah.
When you're sending it to 10,000 people and it's...
Then it's not as funny.
No, and you're kind of coming off as an a-hole. But I fix that on my phone. I don't get Twitter stuff on there anymore, so that can't happen. 713-780-ESPN. Hey,
did you see the TV assignments for Texans-Raiders?
No.
McDonough, Gruden, Salters, Schefter will be working the Raiders-Texans games.
Well, it has to be those guys, right? Because that's the only ESPN game.
Oh, that's true. Michaels, Collinsworth, Tafoya, Cox, Detroit, Seattle.
Okay, that'll be muted.
Nance, Sims, Wolfson, Feely, Miami, Pittsburgh.
I could tolerate those guys, but I don't like them.
Which leaves Buck Aikman with Andrews and Myers for the Giants-Packers game.
Yeah, those guys are pretty hit and miss for me. Sometimes I can get an entire first half out of them. Every now and then I'll get an entire game, but it's pretty rare. Collinsworth, it's over under 5 minutes into the game. It's muted.
Yeah. Lamont says, which is worse, the United or United Airlines or Yahoo Finance tweet? That old United Airlines tweet, that's the worst. It's hard.
From a visual standpoint, yes, that is the worst.
Specifically when there was like a customer complaining And they responded with an airplane crashed into a vagina. Like, that's the...
And not a pleasant one, I might add.
If I'm really upset at an airline, the last thing I want them to send me is that. Maybe not the last thing.
No.
Top five, though.
Yeah, that's that is not something I want to see. I don't want to see a crashing airplane of any kind from an airline. That's one of those things that...
It's not totally crashed. It's just sort
no,
of...
No, it's...
It's nosediving. It's on its way to crashing.
I don't think it's going to survive the experience. I'll just say that. And that's another one. If you haven't seen it, you can find it. It's online. All right. You know what? No, I'm not even going to do that. I was about to do the worst transition ever. Instead, I'm just going to talk to you about Harry's Razors. And if you see me now, I'm always pretty much clean shaven because I actually enjoy shaving. I used to hate it. And I used to hate buying razors. I used to hate going to the store, and they're a lot behind that glass. But now, you know what? I shave every day with quality razors. They're delivered right to my door. It's not a pain in the butt to go get them because they send them to me. And here's the cool thing. Harry's, for decades, a big razor company, they relentlessly increase their prices. They reap profits at your expense. Well, Jeff and Andy started this. They wanted to make quality razors, sell them to you. So they built their own factory, and they take less profit. They sell directly to you on the internet. And because of that, just $2. $2 a blade compared to $4 that you pay somewhere else. And these are high-quality blades, man. And I tell you, they've really upgraded these things. They were really good before. I loved them before, and now they're fantastic. And you can get to those hard-to-reach places with them. And they've got these five precision-engineered blades. They're so convinced that you are going to love this. They're so confident you're going to enjoy the quality of their blades. They want you to try your first shave set for free. You heard that right. Free. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer just to the Blitzers, go to harrys.com, enter the code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout, and you will get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R.
Alabama Clemson, college football's national championship game, 7 p.m. Monday on ESPN 97.5.
That was good timing. We're back on the Blitz.
Sorry.
Somebody points out that was U.S. Airways, not United. You airlines all look alike to me.
They're all the same.
Yeah, unless you're Southwest or something where you look different. So that was... That one was pretty bad, but that you have to intend to do that, right? I mean, honestly,
I would think so, but
I don't think anyone at Yahoo Finance was thinking, "Hey, I'm going to lose my job today, so I'm going to go ahead and throw that word in there instead of bigger."
But someone did lose their job, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think they intentionally went into it thinking that,
right?
And I think if you tweet that picture out, you probably already know you're fired. You're just trying to get at them.
You think there was something else to it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Julian wants to know, why is Collinsworth so trash? We've only got 25 minutes left in the show. I just think he's the most annoying. The guys.
Why is Satan evil? Let's start.
That's a good one.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Why is Bin Laden a bad guy?
Yeah.
Just, to me, and I know those aren't the easiest jobs, but if I don't notice you and don't know who you are, you've done a good job. You're like a referee. If you're constantly saying things that are annoying or you're injecting yourself into it too much, and I know who you are and have to mute you because of it, yeah, that's Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
But most of the guys that are good at it, you don't go around. That's why you don't say, oh, this is my favorite guy because They just do a good job, and you don't have to think about it. But we didn't talk too much about this week, but obviously we know pretty much the early draft order. If you're the Browns, what do you do with that top pick?
Look to trade it.
Yeah, well, that's what they did last year, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I'd look to trade it. I don't love any of the options at the top of that draft. I know Mitch Trubisky's, a lot of people like him.
Which he's not number one in the draft.
Yeah, I think he's a long-term project that I wouldn't mind having on my team, but I'm not looking to use the number one overall pick on. I don't know. I haven't done enough research yet to know what I would do with it if I were them. But
yeah, and we still don't have everybody declared that's going to be declared.
I do know that there isn't a quarterback in this draft that I would use the number one pick on.
Do you think Myles Garrett is worth that pick?
I feel like Myles Garrett.
I've seen a lot of. That's what I've seen a lot of. Is that
Myles Garrett would be worth that pick to some teams? But if you're the Browns, can you do that? Knowing you don't have a quarterback,
you also pick 12th, though.
That's true.
That changes things a little bit in my mind. And you know, San Francisco needs a quarterback.
Right.
The Bears might draft one and just say we're done with Cutler.
I mean, I would think Bears, Jags. I think the Jets are in the top 10.
Jets need a quarterback.
And Buffalo is in the top 10. That's four teams besides Cleveland in the top 10 that need a draft or need a quarterback.
So if you're
if you're Cleveland and you want a guy, you better get him with that first pick.
Yeah.
I don't know that they will,
because it wouldn't get past San Francisco.
I don't think so. But again, I'm perfectly willing to let other teams eat the early bullet on guys that I don't think are worth the top pick. Because as always, quarterback is going to be overvalued in the draft. That's just the way it goes. And they're going to go higher than they should.
Yeah.
So if you're not the team that does it, it's hard to throw stones.
But man,
at them,
you're Cleveland.
Know?
You've got to do something, right? You've got to get a quarterback at some point. You can't tell me Bob Griffin's your guy.
No. You know, honestly, I liked what I saw out of Cody Kessler. I don't think Cody Kessler's ready to be a full-time starter in the NFL, but I think Cleveland made a mistake down the stretch playing Griffin over Kessler because
yeah, I would like to see him develop a little bit more.
Yeah, you at least like to know what you've got in him. You know what Robert Griffin is now. I mean, that guy's not going to be a franchise quarterback. You're not going to pay him to come back. So see what you've got in Cody Kessler. See if he's worthwhile, and maybe that helps you out. I think that, I mean, it's just another example of poor management by the Browns, but I don't know what they do in that spot, because there's obviously going to be pressure to take a quarterback, but I won't fault them if they just go with the best player available.
When you look at some of these teams down there at the bottom that are looking for coaches now, I look back on last year, and Jared Goff may turn out to be a player, but Tennessee sitting with the 5th pick in the draft for making that trade last year.
That's nice.
That's a pretty good spot to be in.
Yeah.
With that Rams pick. And I look at the teams like the Chargers 7, Panthers 8, and Bengals 9. And those are all teams I could see being back in the playoffs next year. Getting an impact guy in the top 10.
You see what they've got. This is from Walter Football. They do a mock draft. They have Cleveland going Myles Garrett number 1. San Francisco taking DeShone Kizer, number 2.
Wow.
3, Jonathan Allen, who I might say is the best player in the draft. That guy, to me, is a freak show. I think he's the best. Just the best player in the draft, I think Jonathan Allen is probably it. Jacksonville, Derek Barnett, defensive end. Tennessee, Malik Hooker, safety. Jets, Mitch Trubisky, quarterback, North Carolina. Jamal Adams, safety to the Chargers. Leonard Fournette, running back to the Panthers.
That would be a very Panther pick right there.
It would be. Bengals, Cam Robinson from Alabama, number 9. And Marlon Humphrey, the corner from Alabama, 10 to Buffalo. It has the Browns using their second choice, so it has them taking defense with the first pick. Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback, with the second pick, with that 12th pick. So I mean, to me, that would maybe make sense long term.
Yeah.
But man, to that fan base, it's going to be hard to not show them something. You got two picks in the top 12, and
you don't take a quarterback.
But I don't think I'd blame them, because not only would I not take a pick with a quarterback with the number one pick, I wouldn't fault them if they didn't take one in the first, 12. I don't think there's a guy worth a top 12 pick at quarterback.
I just think because of the value of the position, yeah, there probably is somebody who's worth it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he's going to pan out. But when you look at some of the guys who've gone in that range.
Oh, boy. Number 22 to the Texans.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes, quarterback, Texas Tech.
Oh, no, not that. They really have him rated that highly?
It says, Charlie Campbell reported some teams have Mahomes slotted as a second-round prospect, but given that he's a quarterback, he's likely to be chosen more earlier than most anticipate. The NFL Draft Advisory Committee apparently agrees as they gave Mahomes a round 1-2 grade. Thus, it only seems logical to slot Mahomes to the spot because the Texans like him. If the Texans like him, they won't be able to obtain him with their second-round selection.
Where do they have Deshaun Watson?
Not in the first round.
Really?
Nope.
CBS has him as their number one quarterback. Which is about where I would put him.
Or maybe I missed. Nope. 44.
Wow.
To Buffalo.
I think if you're Cleveland and you go Garrett and that guy's sitting there at 12, I take him.
I don't think he's a player in the NFL.
Yeah, well, we disagree on that one. I think he's got a chance to be pretty good.
He actually regressed this year. I thought that maybe if he had a big season, he could change my mind, but he didn't.
I think he regressed, but I saw enough out of him last year that I think put him in the right system, the right team, and give him some time, and I think he'll be a real player.
What's the right system for a guy like that?
Just need a good offensive coordinator who's going to play to your strengths.
Okay.
It doesn't have to, system's probably the wrong word. I think right situation is the better word. But, yeah, I think he could easily, if he lands in the right place and they don't ask him to go out there and do anything right away, I think he'd be a pretty good player.
Well, if he goes in the second round, they won't ask him to go out there and do anything right away. If he goes in the top 12, he's probably going to be asked to go out there right away and do something.
Yeah, no. What I do like about him is his teams win, and he has a lot to do with that. And I liked him better last year when he was running the ball more, but I think if he comes up with a big game Monday night especially, might have been one of those situations where, hey, let's not run as much so we don't get hurt.
Well, it's as close to an NFL defense as he's ever seen. So if he wrecks shop on him, then – Maybe teams perk up and take notice, but I see him as an NFL backup.
I think he'll start for somebody at some point.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
And
I just think he'll start and fail.
Yeah, okay, we disagree on that one. Going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One more segment here from Saloon Door in Webster. And I want to remind you to come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities. You'll get all you can eat and drink, and that includes refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. So think about this. You're getting, for $125, all you can eat, all you can drink. You get to meet famous people. You get to hang out at the coolest Super Bowl party of all. I guess I have to say big game party, don't I? I can't say that.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's not really super or anything, but it's big game, right? $125. That is like the best deal ever. You're going to go – and you know the best part? That barbecue? Succulent.
Oh, yeah.
Succulent barbecue. All right. Want to take a second. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. And as always, great crowd when we come down here. Love coming to Webster. Love coming to Saloon Door. So I want to thank all the Blitzers who've shown up. We got a good crew. My other brother's shown up now. So
Daryl.
Yeah. Well, something like that. yeah, a bunch of the regulars from down here. So just good group of people. Thank you all very much for coming out. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, a lot of people weren't happy with the guy who called ripping the prior show. I
don't care. As long as the show is not as good as ours, that's all I care about.
Nobody shows as good as ours, but
right.
I have to say I listen to our show a lot more than I listen to anybody else on this station.
That's right. I listen to almost everything you say.
Except for when you repeat exactly what I just said because you weren't listening. So
except for those times when I repeat everything you said.
Yeah, except for the times you... Yeah.
We've got the headliner in here. Dennis the Menace Bermudez is in here, and Alexa Grasso. How's your social media following?
I think it's great. You know, my career is short.
Now, what about Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
Pretty girls, Instagram, yes. That's their world. A key for you, if you really want to make a splash,
okay.
Post some nudes.
No, I was thinking that.
No, you don't need
or a sex tape, something
no,
like that. That's where you get the real buildup going.
Looking at the AFC, and I'm looking at the Texans, and I'm seeing teams that don't have a chance. I'm looking at the NFC, and... Man, that Final Four potentially is going to be so good.
So good.
You're not going to be surprised by any one of those teams getting to the Super Bowl. And I think we'll see some close shaves like we do with Harry's. A lot of people have texted things in because they're too embarrassed. But don't be embarrassed because
don't be shy.
It's kind of what we're doing here, right, Beth? I mean, we're trying to
absolutely
get people more comfortable
break
with
down
stuff.
The walls is what we're trying to do.
Ram right through them.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm working with children.
Yes.
Let's grab Brad. What's up, Brad?
What the? Oh, boy.
All right.
Not a great connection.
All right. Let's try. I cannot even read that name.
It looks like it says... I'm going to go out on a limb and say Chuck. I don't know. Caller, what's your name?
That's Buck.
Wow. Yeah. I would just say our intern did not come close to that, Buck.
I'll talk to anybody about anything, and I'll have a great time doing it. So come see me anytime. Let's hang out. I'll love to show you the store and come prepared to hang out for a while.
Honestly, I found so much cool stuff in there. And
the foxtail.
I still don't know about the fox.
In fact,
next week, maybe we'll talk about that kind of stuff.
The men's prostate should get a lot of attention. It's healthy. It feels good. You might as well just enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah, Fred. Foxtail it is.
I'll take your word for it.
You look good as a fox, I would think.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Wow. Did you get that foxtail?
I did not get the foxtail. I have not been in the shop yet since she's been on. But I might go this weekend, I might not. I haven't decided. I'm going to probably go out tonight, and then I may not leave the place the rest of the weekend again. I don't know. I'm getting old. And then I may change my mind at the last minute. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I went by awful quick.
I did go by quick.
I want to thank Jong Lee for keeping us on air back in the studio. Jong Lee behind the glass. I want to thank Voldemort, he whose name we cannot speak, for always keeping us on air out here. I want to thank A.J. Hoffman for doing a great job. I want to thank everybody who came out here, and especially want to thank Saloon Door Brewery for continuing to have us out here. Love coming down. Appreciate you guys. And Tent World Webster, want to thank them as well. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.